Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State Soccer with men's head coach Michael Meacham. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang Podcast. Be sure to tell your friends and be sure you're making your plans to be at Stang Park Wednesday night when Lubbock Christian visits. And we'll talk more about the match coming up with the Chaparrals in a moment, but definitely want to kind of revisit the past week, which saw you guys with a midweek break and a lot of time to prepare for West Texas. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to really see the game. I saw some highlights, and I was following the game through live stats. And soccer can be very misleading when you're just looking at stats, but it appeared as though you guys were kind of dominating the game, and yet the line score finished with West Texas winning it 3-1. Just kind of, if you could just kind of go through the game as you saw it.
Yeah, I mean, every time you play West Texas or any time you play them, they're always extremely competitive and kind of really, really close, and this one was really no different. We started out really well. I thought we played particularly well the whole time in certain aspects of it. We just had just gave away two or three really, really bad chances and made two or three really bad decisions, and it cost us, you know. And I just told the boys, and I tell them all the time, like, for you to be a top team and to be able to do things at a really, really high level, you've got to be really good in both boxes. And unfortunately for us on Saturday, we weren't really good in both boxes, and it showed that it cost us.
Did their goalkeeper play especially well, or?
Yeah, he was phenomenal. I mean, I thought they all had a lot of grit. I thought they grinded really, really well. I thought they knew how to suffer. They enjoyed suffering. They were together.
Can you kind of explain that? What do you mean by that?
Obviously, it's no secret that they haven't had a super, super successful season. And with that, you kind of get backed into a corner. And with them being backed in a corner and them fighting themselves out of a quarter, this is an outsider.
Right, no, I understand.
It could be us. It could be anybody else. But as an outsider looking in, you see that they've been backed into a corner, and some people back into a corner and just sit down, and they're definitely not a team that's going to sit down. They've continued to fight. They continue to push. They continue to believe in what's being told to them, what's being asked of them. They, you know, they believe in each other, and you could see that in themselves. Like, even though we were kind of in really, really good positions to do extremely well in the attacking part of the field, they were up for every task. I mean, knocking balls offline, putting themselves, you know, in harm's way of blocking shots and, you know, working for each other and deflecting balls and doing what you need to do to be a top team. And they're still ready to push and keep getting better.
I'm guessing that's a phrase, though, that you use with your team, enjoy the suffering.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, and I'm not completely sure right now that we're there. You know, we have moments of it that we really are in it and embracing it and come off the field tired and hurting and that sort of stuff. And then there's times that we come off the field where you can tell that we probably haven't given it everything that we could have given it.
As I've told you before, Rafael Nadal is one of my favorite athletes, mm-hmm. and that's an expression he uses all the time, is enjoying the suffering.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, anytime. It's like I told the guys, and you kind of hear all the quotes and all the famous athletes and stuff. Like, you don't make every shot that you take, but you don't miss every shot you take either. So don't let your emotions go too high or too low just because you've made two or three in a row or you've missed two or three in a row. You know, you've kind of got to, like, that's just life, you know. It's more uncommon to make all of them and miss all of them. So don't get too high, don't get too low, and enjoy that part of it. Like, just kind of keep trying to solve a problem. Keep trying to solve a problem, you know. It might be different ways. It might be different combinations. It could be a different pattern. It could be a different sequence. It could be anything that, whatever you want to say, but just, like, keep enjoying trying to figure things out. Don't let your emotions take over.
It's got to be a tough spot for the head coach to be 9-2-3, 4-2-1 in conference. That's a really good record. But yet people look at Midwestern State and they're asking, what's wrong with Midwestern State soccer?
Yeah, but that's the gift of being here and being a part of any good organization or good program. I mean, you have, it's funny, and you never really understand it when you hear it, when you're outside of it, but like everybody says, the standard's the standard. So the standard's the standard. You can't change it. I mean, you'd rather have an expectation than someone not having an expectation of you.
And the other point I want to make too is, I know right now winning the regular season title is a long shot. It's mathematically still possible, so I don't want to completely discount it.
I don't think anybody's holding their breath.
But everything you want to accomplish this season can still be accomplished.
Yeah, except winning the conference.
Well, but you've got the postseason tournament,
yeah,
though.
You can win the conference tournament, but the regular season tournament is a body of work over a month and a half. So
I think more stock in the regular season.
Very, very important. I think that's very important to not overlook that portion of it. You know, you've got a group of, what is it, 11 teams right now that they're working for months to do it. And then you have a conference tournament that is still extremely important. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy to play in that, and I enjoy, you know, the times that we've won that and things like that. But that's a week. You know, you're looking at 7 days, and you have to play three games in 7 days or two games in 7 days to win that, instead of, you know, you're looking at 7 to 8 weeks of winning something. So it's a little bit different. They're both extremely enjoyable. They're both extremely challenging. But the body of work over 6, 7, 8 weeks is, that's the toll that you have to.
So you've got 3 games remaining.
Correct.
What's your approach here over the final 3 games? What are you looking to accomplish here?
Same as we do every single Wednesday and Saturday. I mean, we're here to perform at the best of our abilities and try to get the result that we need.
Is it the defensive end you're mainly feel like you have to improve, or
no? I mean, obviously you get 11 shots on goal and only one goes in. You've got to work on both sides of it. You got to be good in both boxes. So yeah, we're kind of looking at all of it. You got to make better decision making, take more accountability for what we're doing on and off the ball, better communication, and then be better in both boxes. And I think we can still be extremely successful.
Let's take a look at this Lubbock Christian game that's coming up Wednesday night under the lights at Stang Park, and that's always so much fun. This Lubbock Christian team comes in. They are a 500 team. And when I say they're a 500 team, I mean they're a 500 team. They are 5-5-5 overall. They are 2-3-3 in the Lone Star Conference. In non-conference, they went 3-2-2. At home, they're 1-3-3. On the road, they're 3-2-2. Talk a lot about consistency. That's consistency.
Yeah, but if you look at that, they've got more wins on the road than they have at home. So, I mean, and they're coming away from home and a place where they've played us really, really well here a couple of different times under a couple of different bosses. So we've got to kind of be on our game to make sure that we're up for the task.
What do you think the strength of Lubbock Christian is? They've been in.
I mean, you look at all of it. I mean, they're able to create chances and score goals. They've limited teams to not scoring a load of goals on them.
It seems like that's kind of been their strength, just as I look at it.
Yeah.
They stay in games.
They're
playing a lot
match.
Of 1-0 games, 2-1 games.
They're in every match. They don't give away a lot. They're just extremely difficult to play against. They've got good wide players that are technically good and pacey. They've got two different strikers that they've kind of play with. They're just solid. I mean, they're big in the back. They're athletic in the back. Goalkeeper is athletic and, you know, quick off his line. He's good at serving balls with his feet. He can, you know, he throws balls when he needs to throw. I mean, you watch the game when they played DBU. I mean, the point blank shot, he kind of sprawls himself out, saves it with his feet, and they get out of it. So they're just overall committed, just like, you know, just like you would want your team to be.
You also have Eastern New Mexico coming up this week. You'll be at Greyhound Stadium. Mm-hmm. And as you take a look at what they've done, now they're a little bit different in that their overall conference records are also at 500, but they've clearly been a better team at home.
Yeah, going to Portales and playing in Portales in the football stadium – it's hard. It's hard. I mean, I want to say the last time we went out there, we lost 1-0 a couple of years ago. So it's a very, very difficult place to play. They give away very, very few chances at home. They're extremely committed to what they do and how they do it, and they've got a lot of belief. You know, they got a lot of belief home in a way, but when they're at home, they're just ultra focused. So we've got to be ultra focused and ultra prepared to go out there.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you or talk a little bit about the play you're getting from Samuel Maroney this year.
Yeah.
He scored another goal for you at West Texas.
Correct.
He's become a prolific goal scorer, probably having his best season as a Mustang.
He has. He's come. He came to us from Richland College, who's coached by a real famous alum that played here and was extremely successful, Raul Herrera.
And that's a heck of a program they've got.
Yeah, he won 2 national championships with them. He's come in and he's fit extremely, extremely well to what we do. He's been successful in front of goal in both years that he's been here, but this year he's kind of getting it, and we're extremely happy for him, and hopefully we can kind of keep him rolling.
He's got a little flair to his game, and also for a guy who's diminutive in stature, he's really good in the air.
He's extremely good in the air. He scores goals scores all kinds of goals, but he scores goals just glancing headers. He can go up and get a header. He can score with his feet. His hold-up play's good. His link-up play's good. Running in behind, committed to where he's got to go. So, no, he's really good for us.
Yeah. Did you see that coming at the start of the season, or has it been a surprise to you?
We anticipated him to be able to score goals for us and create things for us, no doubt about it. We weren't extremely sure about it maybe last year when he was doing it, because we kind of probably played him a little bit not out of his comfort zone, because when he was in Italy, he played as an attacking-type player. But since he's been in the U.S., he's played a little bit more deeper in the field. Like, I've seen him play as outside backs. I've seen him play as, like, holding midfielders when we was at Richland. He was a team captain there, so we knew that he had those qualities. We knew he was ultra committed. We knew that he was also really good in the air. I mean, Roel told us every time we see him, he's like, "Did you see him? He won the ball in the air again. That guy's big. He can just win the ball in the air." So we trust Roel unbelievably. I mean, he obviously, like I said, he's an alum. He's been extremely successful here, and he wants the program to keep being successful. So he was able to help us with Samu. And Samu's reaping the benefits of it, and so are we.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a blackout coming up Wednesday night with Lubbock Christian here. You have a black kit?
We do. We will be wearing all white. That's just what
I really love that kit, by the way. I don't know if I've told you more than 15 or 20 times much I like that kit.
The boys love it as well. So we wear all white, but we can't wait for the students and the supporters to come out and wear all black, and we'll be ready to rock it.
Any Halloween traditions in the in the Meacham household?
No, not really. I just take the girls around the golf cart. We go trick-or-treating, and we pass out candy. I mean, I guess it's just like everybody else.
Do you eat the girls' candy?
Yes, we do. We don't allow them to keep it all. We bring it up here, and we share with everybody. So,
Michael, always great to talk to you. Good luck this week in these 2 games coming up.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks for the support.
That's Michael Meacham, the head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang Podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.